I have to talk in an utterly personal way about suicide. My grandmother took her life, and my mother, who struggled against the impulse several times, said, "Suicide puts a fly in your head. It's always in there, buzzing around." The suicides of Kate Spade, the accomplished fashion designer, and Anthony Bourdain, the spirited traveler and chef, occur the same week the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report that suicide has increased by almost 30% in the United States since 1999. Suicide is now a major public health crisis in this rich and blessed land. It's risky to make generalizations about suicide, whether it seems triggered by depression, job loss, sickness, romance, drink, or drugs. The person who takes their life may feel alone and isolated, but they leave behind those who love them and who are left to wrestle with sleepless regrets and ceaseless wondering. Maybe that's why suicides can run in families. Dr. Clarence Hemingway killed himself in 1928. One of his sons, Lester, discovered his father's body. Another son, Ernest, then a young novelist, wrote his mother-in-law, "I'll probably go the same way," and took his life in 1961, just a few years after winning the Nobel Prize for Literature. In the years that followed, his sister Ursula and Lester Hemingway also took their lives, as did Margot Hemingway, the model who was Ernest's granddaughter, in 1996. Each of their stories was different. Each of them had that fly of a thought of suicide buzzing in their heads. And they're ripples from suicide. Robin Williams took his life in 2014, and there was a 10% increase in suicides in the 4 months that followed. That syndrome is now called the celebrity suicide effect, what David S. Fink at Columbia University described as the consequences of celebrity suicide in the digital era. You have to wonder, worry, if that might happen now too. Someone who struggles with suicide may think it will end their pain, but it will also inflict a pain that can pass from person to person, one generation to the next. If you struggle, you can call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or call 911, walk into a hospital, or up to a police officer. Say you need help. Walk into a church, mosque, or synagogue. Walk up to a stranger if you have to. The kindness of strangers can be real. Do not suffer in silence or isolation. You can help save others as well as yourself.